Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with Linda Henderson, please.
This is she. Is it long?
It's about like 10 to 12 minutes, man. About 10 minutes, ma'am.
Okay, let's do it right quick.
Oh, okay, thank you. Okay, let me finish this up. Okay, just for qualification purpose for the survey, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then, just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Black.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just what is your age?
74.
Okay. All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president? Congress and other offices, would that be, will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. All right, man, thinking about the direction, you know, the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Satisfied.
Okay, satisfied. All right, ma'am, and thinking about, you know, issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two, okay? Protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, fighting inflation, standing up to the rise of racism and discrimination, reducing gun violence, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, investing in maternal health and to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, providing affordable childcare, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, improving kindergarten through 12th grade public school education, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, reducing crime, protecting LGBTQ rights, improving the economy.
Okay. Protecting women's rights.
Okay, abortion rights, right, okay. And what else?
And the education piece.
Okay, improving kindergarten education. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same,
okay. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say the wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Behind the cost of living.
Falling behind. Okay. All right, ma'am, and in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and outward, you know, mobility in this country? Unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, sexism or unequal pay for or treatment for women, not enough good role models, poor work ethic, too many people depending on the government for handouts, the breakdown of traditional family structure, racism and discrimination, lack of good paying job opportunities, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, poor life choices and values by some.
The first one, what you said, that things was skewed like toward the rich.
Okay, unfair and rigged economic system for the rich.
Right.
Okay.
Just one of that one.
Not enough with good role models. Poor ethnic. Poor work.
The something about the pay for women.
Oh, okay. Sexism and unequal pay for treatment for women. Or treatment for women.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, ma'am, and now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising, okay? Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. Too many undocumented immigrants.
No, young people not being, you know, the parents not properly raising their children.
Oh, okay. What about not enough police officers on the streets? A broken bail and parole system, you know, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. A lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not taught enough on crime, too many guns flooding on the streets, inadequate programs to help lower income people, reduced funding for public services to help people in need, too many people suffering from mental illness on the streets, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity.
And the gun piece, too many guns on the street.
Oh, too many guns. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about, you know, attempts to remove or ban books, you know, that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little, okay. Okay, and do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from, you know, public schools?
I oppose the effort.
Okay. As strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people in this in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means they feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be the critical race theory, or CRT.
Oh. What is 0?
Very cold and unfavorable.
Oh, 0. Wait a minute. Let me do 50.
50, okay. 50. Okay, Joe Biden.
100.
Beyonce.
You said Beyonce.
Yes, ma'am.
0.
0. The NAACP.
100. Now, 100 is favorable, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. It's very favorable. Very warm and favorable.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the gay rights movement.
One hundred.
The feminist movement.
100.
100. Donald Trump.
0.
0. Ron DeSantis.
0.
Kevin McCarthy.
0.
Barack Obama.
100.
Kamala Harris.
Oh. 100?
Yes, you can do any number from 0 to 100. You can do
okay,
any number.
Do 90.
90. Okay.
90.
Black. Okay. Black Lives Matter or BLM.
90.
Hakeem Jeffries.
90.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and I know it's still, you know, it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third party candidate, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Okay, and switching things up a bit, you know, please rate me how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you will have a major impact in your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you don't think it won't have any impact at all in your life. Okay, you can choose any number from 0 to 10. The country's economy going into recession soon.
5.
Okay. Affirmative action ending.
10.
10. Crime and violence in this country.
10.
And climate change.
10.
10. Okay. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say, you know, the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with this policy, okay? The first one says, children under the age of 18 not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Under the age of 10.
18.
18, okay. Should not. I disagree with that.
Strongly disagree or just somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree.
The government should provide free child care to all families.
Okay, wait just a minute.
Go ahead.
The ban on assault weapons, I strongly agree with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You said that. All right. Okay, the government should provide free child care to all families.
I strongly agree.
The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 and for medical and recreation use.
Five.
No, well, this is about just agreeing or disagreeing.
Okay. I disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Just somewhat disagree.
Okay. The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for workers to, you know, take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Strongly agree.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
And raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. We're almost done with this survey, okay? And I really thank you for your time. In which of any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers pay time off? Do you think it would be when dealing with a mental health episode? Mothers giving birth to a child, mothers adopting a child, caring for a family member with serious health condition, sickness or injury, serious injury, fathers, you know, whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, death of a family member or fathers adopting a child. You can choose as many as you want.
Can I choose all of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all of them.
All of the above, okay? We'll do that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Okay.
You're talking about like now in the present.
Yes, right now. Everyday life.
Yeah, not often.
Not often. All right, ma'am, and have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Money or property was stolen?
Yes.
Happened to you or happened to someone in the household?
It was my daughter, but she doesn't live with me.
Okay.
Has not happened in the household.
Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Okay, violent crime such as assault?
No.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Okay, none of that. All right. All right, ma'am, and switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate. Okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Okay, widow. Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Of
age or young? Okay.
Yes, one.
All right, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week or whatever that is.
Okay, every week. Okay. All right, and now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets and stations. For each, please tell me how often or regularly watch, or read them in a span of a week. CNN.
Not often.
Not often. What about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
I don't know what the choices were, but I watch the evening news, at least three times a week.
So it'll be somewhat often?
Somewhat often, right.
Okay. What about MSNBC?
Not often.
Not that often. Okay. What about your local TV news?
Often.
Okay. Would that be very or just somewhat often?
Somewhat often.
And what about Fox News?
Somewhat often.
Somewhat often. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. All right, and which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer? Health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, or no health insurance?
Okay, I mean, I have Medicare and I have my employer's insurance. I retired with my employer's insurance and I have Medicare.
Okay, but so health insurance provided by your employer, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and who is your primary breadwinner in your household? Would that be you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents or parents, your child? Okay,
me.
You. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And would you please tell me which of the following categories, you know, the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone who lives, you know, who is in the household? Just tell me when I get to the right category. Would that be under 15,000, 15 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to $150,000 a year, or $150,000 to
75 to 100.
75 to 100, all right? All right, man, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time, and you have a great evening, ma'am. I really thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.